Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend, Patrick K. O'Donnell. We've spoken of many instances over the last years about events that seem impossible in retrospect in the history of American warfare. This one, I believe, is the top of the list. It is 4:05 a.m., 6th of June, 1944. The Rangers are given a simple order, man your boats. At this point, the artillery barrage from the fleet is going into D-Day, Normandy, this vast canvas, over 50 miles, and all these divisions are getting ready to land. The critical juncture from the point of view of Omar Bradley, Commander Eisenhower, overall chief commander, is Pointe du Hoc, because those German guns there can destroy the advantage that the Allies have with the surprise on Normandy. And the Germans are surprised. They expected the landing to come well to the west at Pas-de-Calais. The Rangers man their boats, and at this point, Patrick, we need to discuss how Rudder imagine the trip. There are three elements, Force A, Force B, Force C. Force A we're going to stay with because that's where Dog Company is. What was the original intent of Force B and Force C, and what were their orders, Patrick?
The other forces' orders were to, the main objective is Pointe du Hoc, and it's these guns. There's a common myth that the guns weren't, quote, there. In reality, they were not in the casements. And the Germans had moved these large guns into a apple orchard, which is about 700 yards from the casements. But they were there, and they were very much ready to go. So they had to be neutralized. And the Allies used everything at their disposal to take out these guns. They bombed and plastered Pointe du Hoc with bombing missions for over a month. They shore bombarded it with heavy artillery from the fleet. Nothing could take out these guns, and it was up to the on the shoulders of the Rangers to take them out. And the original force was which included Dog Company, which was roughly three companies of Rangers, and their mission was to initially scale the cliff and basically have a toehold, and the 5th Ranger Battalion was then going to come on as a reinforcement to finish the job and then move inland. Their first objective was to take out these guns. The second objective was to basically cut the coastal road that linked Omaha and Utah Beach and then dig in up there and prevent any kind of traffic from moving across the road. And it was then that the 5th Ranger Battalion would move in and reinforce if everything went well.
So we had Force A, Dog, Easy, and Fox to assault the cliffside. Force B, which I have my note here, is Charlie Company and the Mortar Battalion are to take off another point where there are heavy weapons, not big guns, but heavy weapons. Force C.
They're heavy mortars. Yeah.
Force C, that's Abel Baker Headquarters and 5th Ranger Battalion. They're to be the second wave, the reinforcement, once the initial assault is made. That's the plan as they move in towards the beaches under this gunfire. But as we both know, Patrick, that day the coxswains who were in charge of the boats, there were different scales of boats, could not or did not allow for the heavy draft of the sea pushing them to the west. And also there was a particular problem on the landing craft assigned to the Rangers, something about their radar. Was it their radar? There was something was broken.
Yeah, this is where small details in history literally could change the course of history. And this is what happened. Somewhat miraculously that day, that morning, a Lieutenant Beaver who was piloting the lead boat had some mechanical issues with the radar. So he proceeded to the wrong point. He proceeded to Force B's objective, Point de la Posse, which was also a cliff mass that had these heavy mortars. And they get there, but their timetable is blown by 30 or 40 minutes. But what happens here is it also saves the Rangers because a force of A-20 bombers came over the point, and it was late. And they dropped their bombs on the point as well as the sea that was right in front of Point de Hoc. So had they been on time, the entire landing craft assault for Force A probably would have been destroyed by our own bombs. But they're off schedule, and they then turn around and go to the correct point, which is Point de Hoc, and they open up the doors on the landing craft, and Len Lamel, who's the main character of Dog Company, literally steps out into a shell hole that's 10 feet deep and goes under his head into the shell hole as he then walks across the shell hole into the point, and they start to scale the cliff, which is extremely dangerous. But what also happens here is that a radio message from James Eichner is also not received by the 5th Ranger Battalion, and they proceed to their secondary objective. It's Lieutenant Gambosi's helmet, which I have right back here. It's a painted helmet with gas-resistant paint. And he was wearing that on D-Day. He was communications officer for the 5th Ranger Battalion. Did not receive the most important message. And they proceed to their secondary objective, which is Omaha Beach. Max Schneider is leading it. And they change the whole course of history because they are exactly at the right time, at the right place, as Omaha Beach at that time is stalled and hung up. And there's really a plan to potentially basically disembark from the beach and go back on the ships. So, I mean, things are so precarious there. So these mistakes change the course of history. And that's why the Point de Hoc operation is so important, because not only do they neutralize the guns, but the secondary objective takes place in the 5th Ranger Battalion.
Right. It's the 29th Division on the right side, the east side of Omaha, and the assistant division commander, Norm Cota, gathers around him the Rangers who have incorrectly landed there thinking that they were not needed at Pointe de Hoc. And Cota gathers the Rangers around him and says, let's blow the wire. And they clear that portion of Normandy. But meanwhile, we've got to go back to the original mission, because Assault A, Dog, Easy, and Fox are unaware that they do not have a backup, that they're isolated. So their initial charge up is only to secure the cliffside and find the guns. They certainly don't have enough men to hold off what they can expect to be the German counterattack, which will come over the next days. The book is Dog Company, The Boys of Pointe de Hoc, The Rangers Who Accomplished D-Day's Toughest Mission and Led the Way Across Europe. We're going to turn to the climb and the initial assault and the search for the guns when we come back. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.